Brand new from Keith Urban, John Cougar, John Deere, John 316. That's a long title. It's a great song, though. It's Rose. Good morning. And yes, I have special guests in the studio right now joining me, Chris Lucas and Preston Brust. When you're like, who are they?
And you said my last name right. No
I
one
did.
Does.
Did some, mostly oh, people nice. Say Burst, huh?
They say Bruce.
Bruce is what you get a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, for
yeah.
crying out loud. I yeah. got it right, man. I did my homework.
You did.
I can't do that right.
You
can't
asked
mess
Siri
up.
How to say my name, and she told you. Nice.
Well, okay. My secret's out. Okay.
Your secret's out.
Yeah, it is. It is great to have Low Cash in the studio with me today. Yay!
Hey. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Now, you guys, you have been through your ups and downs in this business, and it's...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
downs.
Obviously, you got to pay your dues, and, you know, everybody thinks it's so simple. You just jump in, and it's all wonderful, fabuloso, but unfortunately, you know, you have tough times. But the thing I love about you guys is you're resilient.
Yeah, I always use that term for us. We're persistent, we're driven, we're resilient.
I like that.
And, you know, one thing I can say about Chris and I is that we just never give up, and we just hang in there that... You know, like you said, there's a lot of highs, there's a lot of lows, but you just try to stay in the middle. Don't get too high on the horse, don't get too low, and the good times will come, you know, and you just got to stay focused.
Well, you're having good times right now. You have a new record label you're on right now?
Yeah, it's been really good. This whole year has just turned out fantastic. I mean, you know, and you've seen it. We've been around for a long time trying to get here, and you know, but it's funny when we go into different stations, like, here's the new guys, Low Cash.
No,
I'm
y'all
cool
been around for
I'm
a little
cool
bit
with it, but you know, but it's true, you know, and we are new to the world for listening. I mean, we have a great fan base out there, but now, you know, we're being played all over the country right now, and it's been fantastic.
It's got to be the best feeling ever. We were talking off mic a second ago. Now, you guys come from two different states. Yeah. You met in Nashville. Now, Chris, you were in Nashville. Well, you're from Baltimore,
right.
But you went... What did
I
you just
Nashville.
You decided that's it, I'm moving to Nashville, I got to do this.
I'll never forget that decision. And when I told my dad, he's like, really? And I was like, yep, I'm done. I left the next day.
You must be really, really proud of you right now.
I'm sure he is.
It's a gutsy move, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's definitely a tough move, but, you know, it's one of the best moves I've ever made.
It's not the easiest thing to just pack up your car and just roll and just go anywhere, not even just Nashville, but for anybody to go anywhere. And you got to really believe in that dream and that thing that's talking to you in your heart and it says, you know, you need to be someplace, you need to be doing a specific thing.
It's exciting.
It is. And so when those wheels turn, it's an energizing moment, you know, that gets you down to that town or that place that you need to go.
Well, for me, it's the curiosity of wondering what's next.
Yeah.
And I'm all about adventure because I actually jumped on a plane, flew to South Florida, and there I was, and I brought my son with me, and here he is now.
Sometimes that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Right. Because if you stop and think about it too much, you'll talk yourself out of it or let other people around you talk yourself out of it. And that's the one thing that when you move to Nashville, man, and you're pursuing music, there's thousands and thousands of great singers and great writers there. But you just have to believe that your thing is different.
And it's going to stand out.
Yeah, and it's going to stand out.
Absolutely. Now, you guys met in the club over at...
We were in the club.
In the club. Well, we talked about this off mic. Wild Horse Saloon? Is that where you guys met?
Wild Horse Saloon, man.
You guys were mixing it up in the club.
I was a DJ over there, man. Kind of teaching the line dance and stuff, too. And
you know, the funny part is that's kind of how I started, too. So we were kind of laughing about that.
Yeah. It's awesome, man. And then, you know, I met Preston, and just stars started lining up. We got a record deal and lost a record deal. Got a record deal, lost a record deal. Now we got a record deal.
And I love you guys have been writing songs for others for a little while.
Yeah.
Before your songs broke and everything. What Tim McGraw's Truck Yeah, along with Chris Jansen. We were talking about Chris a minute ago, too.
He's a great guy, man.
He is.
He's having great success right now.
Yes, he is.
He's shopping for a boat right now.
Oh, yeah. He wants somebody to buy him a boat.
And we wrote You're Gonna Fly for Keith Urban.
That was your first number one song.
Correct.
That you guys wrote, right?
Hopefully not the last.
No, it's not your last. I don't think so. In fact, I was reading up on Best Seat in the House, and I thought, what an incredible song that was that you guys did. And your inspiration came from being on the Opry stage. How cool is that?
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing, you know, because that's where my dad had always dreamt about me being on the Opry, and he always would tell us, you and Preston are going to be on Opry someday. And then when that happened, we got on the Opry, but my dad three months before that had passed away.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Couldn't get to see the Opry, and that's where, you know, Preston caught me crying in the back room, and he's like, dude, I had this inspiration. He goes, I feel like your dad's here. He had the best seat in the house.
Wow.
And that's where we wrote it down.
That, I just got goosebumps when you said that.
It's the truth. Yeah.
That's exactly
how it went down.
My mom is gone too, so I totally know there are certain moments in your life, special moments that you go, gosh, I just wish you were here to see this.
And they are.
Experience
and
it.
You know,
and
so
they are.
Proud of you.
Yes,
and
they are.
I truly believe it's another realm, man. And we just
can't. It is.
We're not allowed to know yet.
Read the book, The Shack, if you haven't done so.
It's
incredible.
Dead probably dead on right now.
Yes.
No pun intended.
Yes, no pun intended.
Right.
Well, we have got your brand new single. I think we should play it for everybody now. I love this life. Now, the inspiration for that, tell me about that.
Well, it's funny. We wrote that with Chris Jansen as well.
I love that.
And Danny Myrick, who's a good buddy of ours. We were just sitting around one day, and anytime that the four of us sit down to write a song, you get something energetic. There's a lot of boot stomping going on.
I like that.
People saying, turn it down in there, you know, but we're always high energy and positive and wanting to, you know, make a song that's going to be memorable, like an anthem.
All right. So here you go. It's a Chris Lucas, Preston Brust, Low Cash, and their brand new single, I Love This Life. I'm 106.7 KJOC Country.
I love my boots broken. I love my camo hat. Don't mind a little paint on my jeans. Yeah, I roll like that. I love driving my truck across a railroad track. If you hit it too quick, it'll hit you right back. I love a fresh cut feel with a first frost on. How it shines like gold when the sun turns on. I love the sound of them wheels. My baby's singing along when boys of summer comes on. Days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine. I love my small town world. I love a country girl. I love a Friday night. Man, I love this life. Sound of an old dirt road rolling through my mind. Man, I love, man, I love.
This song, Low Cash, and I Love This Life, 106.7 KJOC Country. What a positive, great song. That just gives me a good feeling.
Yeah, man, that's what we want to do. Just put a smile on your face for 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
That's right. It's all.
We all need it, that's for sure.
We do. In the world we live in, it can get a little cray-cray.
It can. It sure can.
So it's so important that we try to do things to kind of just screen and filter out all the garbage and keep all the positive and all the good. And
that's it. There's nothing wrong with that. Just imagine if the world was all positive, what would happen?
Oh my gosh, it would be so fantastic to live here.
Right, exactly.
there are days where you scratch your head and go, good Lord, help us all.
I mean, we're human. We're all going to make the mistakes.
Of course.
But, you know, when we wrote this song, we just wanted that, seriously, just 3 minutes of just saying, you know what? Forget about it all right now. You know, I do love that.
Man, I can picture you guys all in a convertible just riding along a highway.
Exactly.
Wind whipping through your hair, feeling just having good. A good old time. Cranked up the radio and it's all good. I love that, guys. I really appreciate you taking a minute to stop in today and join us, and wish you all the greatest success ever. And,
anytime.
And y'all have to come back and play for us sometime.
We have to do that.
Yeah. Definitely. I missed you last time you guys were here.
So, it was crazy.
I know it was.
It was crazy.
I was really bummed that I had to miss that show. I had a family commitment.
I think I ended up across the street drunk singing karaoke.
Yeah. Oh, man. I missed out on the karaoke. I karaoke sing, too.
Is that why you sang Here Comes Summer?
And I got up. This is a true story. I got up. They talked me into doing, because I don't know a lot of karaoke songs. I grew up in church.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, well, the only one I know is our song. I found our song, Here Comes Summer, in the karaoke book.
Awesome.
So I was like, I'll sign up to sing Low Cash. So I did it. And when I came off stage, this guy was like, man, he didn't know who I was. And he's like, man, you did pretty good up there. You know, a little bit of practice and you'll sound like the real guy. And I was like, wow, I need to go, I need to go work on this.
That's hilarious. Well, again, Chris Lucas, Preston Brust, Low Cash, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Thanks for having us.